Alger Hiss and the Battle for History by Susan Jacoby. Narrated by Laurel Merlington. Copyright 2009 by Susan Jacoby. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Susan Jacoby and George Borchardt, Inc., and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. As a child in the 1950s, I first heard about the Alger Hiss case because my father was an accountant with the unprofessional habit of writing down important figures on scraps of paper and promptly losing them. "Bob, go out and look for them in some pumpkin patch," my mother would invariably say, as Dad searched futilely for the errant papers around the house. Understandably bewildered by what the adults considered a joke, I asked what my father's missing papers had to do with pumpkins and was treated to a brief synopsis of the 1948 House Committee on Un-American Activities hearings, featuring the dueling testimonies of Hiss and Whitaker Chambers. The story was somewhat confusing to me. It seemed that this man Chambers had accused Hiss of having been some sort of communist spy while working for the government, and Hiss had gone to jail not for spying, but for lying about having been Chambers's friend. My parents, like many other Americans, I suspect, did not have the details straight themselves. They told me that Hiss was the one who had hidden confidential government documents in a pumpkin. In fact, Chambers was the one who had used a hollowed-out gourd to hide the microfilm, which he said he had received from Hiss. When Chambers finally did turn over the goods to congressional investigators, he led them on a nighttime search for the correct pumpkin in his backyard, as described in hilarious detail.